What is up, guys? This is Eric on Grillo Talk. Thanks for tuning in. As you might already know, January of 2018, I posted a video with Claudia Collazo, a good friend of mine from Miami, a Dominican woman that looks amazing and is killing the game. And she is a master at ketogenic dieting. Now, I get a lot of questions about all kinds of diets, as you could imagine. Keto being one of the main ones that I get a lot of questions about. So I made this video with Claudia so that I could better inform people, and she is the most informed, and kind of to me anyways, the last word on making this a lifestyle, if you want to make it a lifestyle. So I'm going to post it on my vlog. I hope you guys love it. Hope you guys enjoy it. It's going to answer all the questions of what ketogenic dieting is. It's not simply eat a lot of fat and eat little carbs. That's not it. If that's what your impression is, you're absolutely wrong. So make sure you tune in. It's got basically the absolute breakdown of how to execute a ketogenic diet, how to be in ketosis, and also the incredible health benefits that are absolutely mind-blowing of the ketogenic diet. Please give my good friend Claudia a follow on Instagram. Her handle is cc2bfit. That's the letter C, and then the number 2, letter B, fit. cc2bfit. Love you guys very much, and I hope you enjoy.
What's up, guys? It's Eric, and this week I'm back with a keto queen herself.
Self-proclaimed, true, but I'm Cece.
Cece. So she's actually been coaching me the last 3 weeks through my keto diet that I've been doing. Why don't you explain what that is exactly?
Ketogenic dieting, basically, we are going to shift our bodies so that our body will metabolize our fat and it will produce what's called a primary energy source. Your fat is a primary energy source. It's a better source of energy, it lasts longer, and it's just better for you.
Exactly. So now you might be asking, how do you make that shift? I guess to make your body use fat as fuel primarily.
No more carbs.
No more carbs, exactly. So you're gonna want to basically have a high fat diet, a moderate protein, and very, very low carb. Obviously there's a lot of benefits, one of them being aesthetics, which is, hello, everybody wants to be, I guess, leaner. However, I was particularly sold on the health benefits. It was kind of really amazing. Why don't you talk about that a little?
For me personally, the health benefits have been tremendous. I suffer from fibromyalgia, so ketogenic dieting is a medically prescribed diet for ADD, ADHD, bipolar, Alzheimer's, and a whole slew of other medically required diseases. However, this disease, for me, fibromyalgia, a lot of inflammation, pain all over, migraines, all of that, significantly either reduced or eliminated through ketogenic dieting. So if you have pains, if you have constant bloating, this is one of those diets that may really work for you.
Exactly. I mean, besides those amazing benefits as well, you also burn about 2.5 times more fat than I guess if you were on a normal diet where you're basically using carbs as fuel. Weight loss, there's also mental clarity, better focus. As she mentioned, it's used for all those mental illnesses. However, I guess I want to mention two studies in particular, or rather one study in particular, that really blew my mind, and it was like related to cancer. They had two groups of mice that both had metastasized cancer, and one group...
That means they were going to die.
Yeah, that means they were going to die from cancer. It was a systemic cancer. Mm-hmm. One group they had on a keto diet, meanwhile the other group they had on a normal diet. And although they were both already metastasized cancer, the keto diet group lived twice as long as the group that was on a normal diet. So that really blew my mind and was like, you know what, I should probably try this. Not to mention that PET scans, how they find cancer cells is basically by following glucose, which is sugar or carbs in general.
Literally sugar is killing you, people.
Literally sugar is killing us. I mean, this is something you already know, mm-hmm, and that a lot of people talk about. We are living in a time where we're consuming the most amount of sugar and carbs ever. Not necessarily fat, not necessarily protein, but carbs in particular. So this diet I've been doing for 3.5 weeks, and now you might be asking yourself, how can I get myself into this ketogenic state?
Yes.
So Cece has her method. She's been doing it for a long time, so she's kind of a bit of a veteran. I'm a novice, beginner. And as you've noticed in my other videos, I like to also calculate, I guess, my macronutrients, as well as like my total daily caloric expenditure. so that I can basically deliberately get to my goals, so to speak. So the way that I've set it up is, and you can use an app like MyFitnessPal, for example. I highly recommend MyFitnessPal. It's once you know what your total caloric expenditure is, according to your goals, whether it is to lose weight or to gain weight, it's most likely lose weight. You're gonna set your macro split to 70 to 75% fat. Your protein is gonna be at 15 to 20%, and then your carbs are gonna be 5 to 10%.
He was right, 15 to 20% protein.
Yeah.
Do not be afraid.
Yeah, so bodybuilders out there, you might be freaking out like, yo, whoa. That's a very little protein. Well, you don't have to fear, because ketones, which is what you're gonna be using as energy, are actually protein sparing, which means that you will literally not see any loss in muscle mass. And I can attest to that myself, because I've been testing my body composition through these 3 weeks, and I've actually gained lean mass and lost fat mass. So, not to mention that if you have an excess protein on this diet, you're actually gonna undo your ketogenic state and go right back into metabolizing carbs, just because your body converts protein into carbs when it needs to.
And I'll add, that's true for any diet, whether you're on keto or a low carb, low fat diet. If you're excess protein, you're never gonna lose weight that way.
Exactly. So why don't you tell us about your method?
I eat 70%, 20%, 10%. So 70% fat, 20% protein, and 10% carbs. My carbs come primarily through my greens. I eat a lot of eggs, bacon, avocado, coconut oil, ghee, MCT oil. Those are all, you know, pretty much the staples, and eggs, lots of eggs. Those are all the staples in keto, which I eat. I look at my plate, I'm a visual person, so I know more or less what my plate is supposed to look like. So I've gotten to that point, and I know what things to stay away from, like peanut butter.
Okay.
You can't have excess peanut butter
all
day long.
Okay, I had too much peanut butter. Okay.
You wanna have your greens because you wanna stay regular. You wanna drink lots of water. You don't drink your calories, that kind of thing. And you wanna have a lot of water on a keto diet, because you need it, you will cramp. You need the magnesium, you need potassium. That's why avocado is such a great staple in
zinc,
keto.
Zinc,
sodium, magnesium. You need all of those because you expel a lot when you're in keto. So this is not a diet for you to do just on a whim.
Yeah.
I really want you to take your time with it, look into it. I will sing its praises all day long. And I think one of the reasons he did it, because he was finally fed up to do it, because I told him to. But really, I sing its praises because it's amazing, but it's not a diet just for anyone to do it on a whim. Really focus, pay attention, do some research, see if it's for you. Think outside the box. That's all I'm gonna ask,
right?
You have to think outside the box on this diet. You can't live in the world that you know. Everything you've known, throw it out the window and start over in keto.
Right, so, and honestly,
don't be afraid of hard work, because that's what it
exactly,
is.
Exactly, I mean.
Initially, once you're in, it's golden, right?
Exactly, that's what
once
I was actually
you're
just
in,
gonna say.
It's golden.
That's what I was just gonna say is, as you know, I've been doing it for 3 weeks, and I can frankly say that on these 3 weeks, even though you're thinking to yourself, whoa, 5 to 10% carbs, for me that lands somewhere around 50 grams of carbs a day, that's very little carbs. Yeah, it is. And I guess for someone like me that loves sweets, it's kind of frightening, but quite frankly, these 3 weeks, I have not felt any need to have sugars or carbs, and it's almost because I feel like I might have like detoxed my body from it, not to mention that simply like having a high fat diet really keeps you satiated. And like, the funny thing is, like, after I've shifted, I feel like my cravings aren't really more for sugar, they're like actually for fat, where I'll be craving, oh my god, I want nuts, or like, yo, where's that avocado at?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, not to mention that there is a shift, like I mentioned, so this
keto
is called
flu.
The keto flu, and for me it happened on my 8th day, where you're kind of basically gonna feel really crappy that day. Low energy levels, maybe a little bit of a headache, so
or
to
massive
speak.
Headache.
Or a massive headache. however, it's expected, and do your research. I always encourage you to Google and, you know, find articles like the ones that I've shared with you today.
Yes.
But like she mentioned, don't be lighthearted about it. Be deliberate with it and stick with it for at least a month before actually making
it. Nothing will happen in a week, I promise you.
Yeah.
Other than you're gonna feel
it'll take at least,
flu maybe, and then you're gonna say, this doesn't work and I feel like crap. I promise you, once you do the shift, you feel amazing. I personally am a woman of a certain age, over a certain age, where you're told you can't lose weight, you can't gain muscle, you can't. And I think through keto, I have proven that that's not true. And I have more lean mass now than I have, I think, in my 20s or even in my 30s. So I'll sing its praises all day long. Ladies, don't be afraid to lift, do keto, and it'll happen.
Heck yeah. So we'll keep you updated, particularly me, as far as how keto is going. Thank you so much for watching. If you have any comments, please leave them down below. Let us know what you thought. Share with your friends.
Please.
Also like this video, subscribe, and stay tuned for more updates as we come through.
And follow me.
But yeah, give her a follow, please, okay? Take care.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. If this podcast brought you any value whatsoever, if you loved it, please subscribe and share, and give us a follow on Instagram. Claudia Collazo is at cc2bfit. And if you have any questions, just drop in our DMs, drop in our comments. We'd love to talk about this and help you guys out with any questions you have. Love you guys so much. Enjoy, and talk to you soon.